was a good night for us, and we needed to build this win with patience, focus, and overall, I felt we did that very well. You feel the team was focused, united, and determined, and intelligent as well, and so I think it was a convincing performance.
So no panic at half-time, goalless. Mm-hmm. There were chances. There was also penalty mm-hmm. claims as well, but you were still calm, and they were the resilience and mentality which you talked about in your programme rants was shown, was it?
Yeah, that's what it was about tonight, and that's what the Premier League is about, and what the home games are about. Many times, you know, in the first half, you go nil-nil into half-time. You have not done a bad job many times because, you know, in the second half, you can take over with our technical quality and score goals, and we can score goals. We scored in fact, if you look at the number of goals we scored since the start of the season, it's quite impressive.
And in terms of your position, you're now fifth at the moment, just behind Manchester City, who've just been beaten by Chelsea. 4 points in it and a game in hand. You're seemingly coming on the blind side.
We want, you know, we have a tough job, but that's where we want to come back, and we have just to focus and believe in what we do and show this kind of attitude in every single game.
You've got some nice handy games, you might say, against clubs. They've got a lot to do at the bottom, but in a sense, even though Liverpool tripped up tonight against Bournemouth, you know, Sunderland and Middlesbrough and so on, they should be picked off, shouldn't they?
Let's for you it's easier than for me, you know. And so that's why I'm a bit more cautious. Let's focus on the next game. We have a big derby game at Crystal Palace. Who lost tonight, so that certainly will be, again, a very committed game. So let's focus on that.
It looked a comfortable win from the second half display.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the second half we took over, and I felt that West Ham chased a lot of the ball in the first half, and we were rewarded with what we put in the first half, maybe.
Which goal pleased you the most? Was it Mesut Ozil scoring one? Cause
yeah, Mesut scoring is, for me, important, you know, because I felt he's back on track, highly focused, works hard, and you can see then what the player he is. So I'm pleased for that. We've gone through a difficult patch, and it's not easy to recover from that, but that shows you as well that the mentality in the team is healthy and focused, and that's what you want. Ozil, Sanchez, these kind of players, you know, but tonight I must say individually everybody played well. You have the goalkeeper came in, Gabriel came in, they did very, very well. So individually you cannot have we had no bad performance.
As I can't make London calling in your press conferences, but I have been riveted by them over the last few weeks, and every other journalist has asked you, but not after a really good win at home, about your future. So I'm going to ask you now, is this a good time for you to tell me, because no one else is listening, you're staying on?
This is a very bad time for you, but so we get the same answer than everybody else. Thank you very much.